Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, it's going to end. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
What just happened?
It just ends so abruptly. It's like the weirdest thing. Hey, guys.
Hey, baby. It was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right there all along. You're like my mirror. Oh.
That's my favorite part.
Oh. That's your favorite part?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Kids, they're the best, right up until they do something that totally embarrasses you. There have been plenty of times when you'd see someone's famous kid grow up and make an ass of themselves. The latest is Geraldo Rivera's son.
What?
Cruz Rivera.
The first I'm hearing of this
well,
boy.
Well, he's, you know.
How old is he?
Like 30, I think.
30?
Yep.
All right.
He is the son of Geraldo Rivera, Fox News correspondent, and he choked and bit his ex-girlfriend in an ugly assault.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He left court with a wisecrack after his arrest for nearly choking his girlfriend unconscious. He said, "I hope I look good, guys," to the crowd that was assembled outside taking his picture. Like, oh, a famous guy's kid? Let's go get a picture of him.
Hmm.
He's done nothing but chew his girlfriend. But we've got to, you know.
What's his name again?
Cruz, C-R-U-Z, Rivera.
Hmm.
He was released without bail. They just let him go because I guess the girl doesn't want to press charges. They've been together like 9 years and it's been ugly the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Megan Burke is her name. She broke off their turbulent 9-year relationship. The victim's mom was doing a lot of the talking here. "He's insane. He's a sociopath. He's a real manipulator," said the mother. "Ever since she met him, we tried too hard to counsel her against him. He is not a good guy. He faces a half dozen charges, but they suffered a big blow because she was like, I don't want to move forward with the case. I don't want to testify against him, and I love him. I'm sorry."
We see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's that story about the 49er guy that was awful down in Las Gatos.
Either one.
And she took her story back.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah. What did she say? That she those injuries were from a fight with another girl.
I don't know. I actually just signed off the whole thing story-wise because I was like,
just don't know the truth.
Well, I think we do. I think that she took her story back because either she's going to get paid to shut up or she's in love and wants to somehow reconcile.
Yeah. Right.
Probably never happen again.
Or afraid.
Right. Exactly.
Right. It's too hard to even have an opinion on something where there's, it's like, I don't know the story.
Yeah.
It looks like the girl, according to one of the defense attorneys, the woman, let me see if I can find Megan Burke, called Cruz Rivera on Thursday. I guess could it have been this morning? It's possible. To say she was sorry, she still loved him. It had to have been last week. They started dating back in 2009. She went to his apartment in Washington Heights, which I guess is in New York City, on Tuesday evening to retrieve some of her personal items after their split. Instead, he threw her down on the bed, wrapped both his hands around her throat, began biting her hand and her leg.
Oh, God.
He's got a roommate. Cruz Rivera has a roommate who was like, I'm calling 911 once he started choking her. A neighbor described a loud argument followed by a woman screaming. "I heard her say something about a bed and then stop," said a neighbor who lives upstairs in the building. "Then I just heard rumbling. She kept saying stop and then it calmed down." A criminal complaint charged that Cruz Rivera had wrapped his arm around Burke's neck and squeezed until she experienced trouble breathing and she began to feel like she was losing consciousness. Finally shoved her to the ground. No previous criminal record. obviously. Geraldo is very disappointed and disturbed by these allegations. He's upset about the situation, but not angry with his son. He supports him 100%. Really? Because he just beat the crap out of some girl. Burke's mother says that this is the victim's mother, because she's all over this, said he had a history of bad behavior, Cruz Rivera did, when it came to her 26-year-old daughter. The fact that she's been brought down by this piece of garbage, it's incomprehensible, said the mom. She's smart. She's pretty. She lights up a room, and we just don't understand it. So anyway, this has been an ongoing thing. This is the mom still, in case you didn't recognize her voice. She's been trying to stay away from him for over the past year. Anyway, now we know Geraldo Rivera has a 30-year-old son. Hey. So Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
He's getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And might be because he's been banging people on the side all along. Yeah. Well, Aubrey O'Day, is
correct.
That her name?
Yeah.
It looks like Vanessa Trump, the woman who's divorcing him, recently,
the mother of his five kids.
The mother of his five children. Mm-hmm. She recently came into some money, and that might be why she's decided to pick now as opposed to all the other times that this has been going on to leave, because she is financially all set.
Well, wouldn't she have been set if she'd left anyway?
It would have been a fight, because she would have had to get money from him and have a whole settlement, et cetera. It looks like there's an Italian eatery called Rao's.
Spell it.
Or Rao's, possibly. R-A-O.
Oh.
So back in, like, I don't know, 30 years ago, say, they started a business. I guess this is a famous Italian restaurant. I've never heard of it. Maybe it's like a New York eatery or something. Mm-hmm. And people loved their marinara. So her father, he was a close friend of the guys who owned this place, and he gave them $1 million to start their bottling business. So they were
to make the sauce. You do?
Rao's,
I've eaten that stuff. I eat the
homemade.
They've got an arrabbiata, which is super hot.
Mm-hmm.
I eat that stuff all the time. You're not going to tell me it's poison, are you?
No. She's going to tell you that chick cashed out because of it.
Oh, I've been eating that for a while. Like, we usually, that's it.
That's the stuff, yep.
Do you have the arrabbiata?
Arrabbiata.
It's the tomato sauce, but it's hot. It's like got chili peppers in it or something. They're the pepper flakes in it.
Mmm.
It is
good. They started by bottling their regular marinara. And so, I don't know, in maybe like the early 90s, he gave them $1 million to do this, and he got 30% of the company for it. So they eventually expanded, and then they started selling all kinds of sauces, including the one you like, olive oils, dressings, and they're sold around the world. So it looks like they just sold the thing for $415 million.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. To who?
To, it just says to a big corporate firm.
To.
So.
Well, you want to know why I asked?
Is it Chris Kelly?
No.
No, to Chef Boyardee is what I was thinking of.
Because if you sell it to the wrong group, they'll mess up your awesomeness.
Well, but that's, you don't care, because you've just cashed out, and that's the American dream. You build something up, you get your money, and you hit the beach while you're still young enough to enjoy it.
So the father has passed away. So as this corporation was sold, and they get 30% of it. So I don't know, you know, call it $100+ million. And I don't know how many kids there are involved in, but she got a chunk of it. So she got some cashola. Confirming rumors of a life-changing financial windfall, her mom, 71, bought the Fifth Avenue apartment, the penthouse of former Ailes News boss Roger Ailes, the late Roger Ailes, for $6.4 million in cash.
The trippy thing, because I've seen this happen in certain families, is that they've probably known about the money for a while and have been waiting for everyone to get off their ass and sell that thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
I guess there was like a family feud over the sauce company and who owned what, and they've settled it by selling it.
Well, and they've probably been getting payouts along the way,
oh,
too.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they're enjoying profits. 30%
of the profits, right.
But they've probably been like, come on, man, sell that thing.
So with her newfound financial security, Vanessa, who's 40, filed for divorce from Don Jr. in March after 12 years of marriage. Now, Donald Trump Jr. is like, well, how much do you have? Now he's looking for financial disclosure because he doesn't know anything about it. Last week, he filed a demand for a statement of net worth, even though their divorce has been listed as uncontested, meaning they were expecting no disputes over money. But he's like, well, if it turns out it's lots, then maybe I do want some.
Did you say
he has to have more, right?
He Who knows? Has. He's worth about $300 million.
Well, they're all shady. Are any of them worth what they say they're worth?
Right.
Though? Did you say the exact percentage Vanessa owns of the sauce?
I don't know. These.
I do.
Oh, what exact percentage?
Someone get a calculator out. We got to do some math.
Okay. Rand?
$415 million,
and she controls 30%.
Well, the family owned 30%. That means that the mom and all
right,
the kids.
Right, right, yeah. But let's see what 30% of 415
million. It's 124.5, so 124 million.
Split up between all of
between,
them.
I think Look, she has a sister. I think it's just the mom and a sister.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be
By
taxes.
Three. What's but three? Still. What's three into 124?
Oh, hold on.
Well, it's like 40. So,
according to my math, they each got $20 million.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
after taxes.
Too. After taxes, yeah. And half of it goes away. And I'm sure there was, you know, all kinds of transfer of interest costs.
Sure.
Everything always costs more than you think it's going to. So, yeah, I bet she wound up with $20 million bucks, and she's like, that's enough. I'll be fine if I leave.
I don't know, Donnie. I'm going to still need that child support for five kids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's going to get that. That's the thing. I don't even know why she would have stuck around. I mean, she's going to get every penny she wants in the divorce.
There was always reports that he was cheap with her.
Yes, that he
and
was,
the kids.
Right. That was one of the things. Like, he kept her on a super tight leash with what she could spend, and that was one of her beefs.
Yeah.
Logic is also breaking up.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Now that he's famous.
That hot wife of his, he kicked her to the curb. He just went big on a bachelor pad. He picked up about a $3.5 million six-bedroom, six-bath home in Hidden Hills right next to Calabasas. Mm. He bought the pad after filing for divorce earlier this year. They used to live in about a $1.9 million house in Tarzana. And he's all, I need a baller house.
Yep.
It's 7,000 square feet. It looks great. It's like a Spanish style with a tile roof. Has like a rotunda entrance.
Wasn't that area known for rappers?
Well.
And the Kardashians.
And just, right. The rappers, Kardashians, probably a lot of ball players.
Yeah.
Didn't Charlie Sheen also live there? Or does he still? Is he a Hidden Hills guy?
I don't remember.
It's right around there, Calabasas or something. Anyway, it's got a great backyard, pool, hot tub, huge patio. Great
Good
views.
For him.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie just leased a Hidden Hills mansion.
Oh, it must be
count?
Lovely there. Sure.
All right. Kendall Jenner's thinking of going.
She's thinking of leaving? Why? Because Angelina Jolie moved in?
No, of thinking of going to Hidden Hills as well.
Aren't Calabasas and Hidden Hills like just right next to each other?
I believe so. I've never been. Someone correct us. All I know is Ray Donovan lives in Calabasas.
Oh. Well, he's got a lovely home.
Yeah, I wasn't really familiar with it. It's somewhere near Malibu, but I had it confused with Rancho Cucamonga, so I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah,
that part of L.A. is all
it's the far end of the valley.
They're opposite sides of the Ventura Freeway. Hidden Hills is north, Calabasas south.
Oh, wow.
It's about 5 miles away. 4 to 5 miles away.
Just
near
kind
of close to Simi Valley.
House.
It seems really nice.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
After I finally looked it up.
Here's an overhead shot of the house he just bought. It looks
good for him.
It pretty much dominates.
He's a talented kid. He's a good rapper.
Prosecutors say that an ex-Netflix executive did some wild stuff to get a house in Las Gatas.
Oh, God.
The housing market here is absolutely nuts, and people have to go crazy to get. And this isn't for like some mansion or anything. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,000 square foot house.
I love it
in
there.
Las Gatas.
I love it there so much, but it's impossible. So I can't wait to hear what he did, because we're not only could we not afford to go to Las Gatos, whatever, but we couldn't afford it. But also, it's just there's not a lot of inventory to choose from.
So you take anything you can get and you throw everything at it to get it. This guy's 49 years old. His name's Michael Kale. He's a former Netflix executive. He is in court under suspicion of defrauding the company to score about $700,000 in kickbacks that he used to help buy a house in Los Gatos. So I guess this is, you know, the way he sweetened the pot to make sure his bid was the one that was accepted. So according to property records and Zillow photos, it's a fairly average-looking 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single-family home built in the 30s. It's It's about 2,000 square feet. Bring your imagination and creativity, says the listing. So it's a fixer-upper. He is alleged to have used his position as vice president of IT for Netflix from 2011 to 2014 to secure hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments and stock options from companies with which Netflix did business, rewarding them with contracts to perform services for Netflix in return.
Oh.
He also worked at Yahoo before starting his own firm. They name some of the companies here. He's been charged with 19 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of mail fraud, 6 counts of money laundering. He was released on a $200,000 bond secured by the house in Los Gatos and will appear in court on June 10th. So basically, he figured out a way to get $700,000 worth of kickbacks in order to get into this property. So,
you don't have the pictures of the house?
I do not. And it doesn't list the address here.
That's too bad.
Is he going to have to kiss that house goodbye?
That they are, prosecutors are seeking forfeiture of the house.
Wow. Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Give up your whole life, buddy, for a
house.
But
have you been to Los...
Los Gatos.
Of course I've been to Los Gatos.
It's so nice. It's a nice town. The downtown is nice. There's good restaurants. Yep. The views are good. You can hop right over the hill to the beach. It's pretty great.
I have 10 friends in common with this guy.
Wow.
Is Chris Kelly one of
them? No, he's not friends with Chris.
Who are they?
One Zach Bogue. He's Marissa Mayer's husband.
Oh. We haven't heard her in a while, have we?
Yeah, we certainly haven't.
What's wrong with the heavy name?
Is she just raising her kids?
Didn't she have twins?
Yeah.
I think she's like a venture capitalist now.
Of course she is. Listen, she got a huge payout. She's all set. She never has to work another day in her life.
Yep.
Huge.
Another one's my buddy Doug Landis. Huge. Do you know Doug?
No.
Oh, I've heard you say Doug Landis' name before.
He was on some show on ESPN, some reality show they had.
Oh.
Like, Big Borrower, Cheal, or Cheat, or Steal.
Oh,
what?
All right.
Just happened.
I don't know. just really quickly, I wanted to say that G-Eazy was arrested in Sweden.
Oh, yeah. What's the story
Big
on this?
Big Borrow and Deal.
Yeah. Big Borrow and Deal. Doug was on that show.
G-Eazy was arrested in Sweden. Uh-huh. He attacked some security guards and got caught with cocaine in his pocket.
Cocaine!
Cocaine!
Is that what this was? It's cocaine. I didn't know.
I didn't know. I thought it was baby powder. I had in case my bum gets itchy. Sources are saying that he was partying in a club after a show Wednesday in Stockholm and was acting belligerent. I guess his girlfriend is Halsey.
Yeah,
that's right. They've been dating a little bit.
I didn't realize that.
They have that one song together. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. I guess a couple. So he was acting belligerent. Some security guards approached him and said, "Listen, buddy. You got to calm down." That's Swedish, I don't know. So they walk up to him and to say, calm down. And he starts punching them, which is not the way to go. Struck one guard in the face several times. He was then detained by police who put their hands in his pockets.
And found some cocaine.
Found some cocaine. Yay, yo. he was taken. Isn't that what you guys call it?
Yeah.
Sources say he was taken into custody on suspicion of assault, possession of narcotics, use of narcotics. Videos taken inside the club show him partying with his friends, including Halsey and rapper Sean Kingston, and handing out shots.
Shot.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
So he was in a good mood until someone said, "Just calm down, buddy."
Oh my God, I'm so mad at you.
I'll show you calm, punk.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, the amount of days people slack off, your dream job, and P.F. Chang's makes the news after the...
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, that song ends abruptly. It's 8:38. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all those nice things people are texting in, you know, about my poison oak. I really appreciate that. It's nice. It's not itchy anymore. It's all good. I'm all steroided up. I'm all pumped up.
The Radio Alice Report.
Brought to you by The Movie Review.
All right, everyone.
Foodie chap Liam Makelam.
The show is
going
to, you know what, while you were gone, Sarah, I had Hooman ready to do a movie review at any moment.
Oh.
In case things got super boring, I could just go, Hooman, go.
Yeah, let's peek.
Yeah. And the weird part is, I thought like he would, he was, you know, oh, I've got 200 of them in my back pocket. But he's like, no.
I do have one, but I didn't think anybody would want to hear
Well, that's not well, really, that doesn't really, that's not a good tease.
You're probably right.
If that's what you think.
That's not the way you tease somebody. I don't think anyone wants to hear this.
Okay, but here it is.
Way to save the moment. We were tubing, and that's what you pull out of your pocket?
Anyway, we'll be reviewing Tully, Charlize Theron's new movie. Back over to you.
All right. It's a new Charlize
Theron.
I've never heard of it.
I've seen commercials for it.
Yeah.
You said it was like kind of a love story-ish one?
Yeah, a little love story.
Oh, is this the one about the babies?
Yes. The joys of parenthood.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, I look. I love Liam, so I can't wait to see
him.
Is
this one of those roles where she gained weight for it?
30
and like,
pounds.
Really? Oh, did she? Mm-hmm. She shouldn't do that.
Why not?
I like it when she's well, stunning.
I know, but it got her an Academy Award when she got all ugly for Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Didn't she win?
She sure did. Yeah.
Uzi handed me a whole long list of like every role that she's ever done ranked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In, you know, like the 50 films or whatever she's been in. And Hollywood Monster was number one. They say that that was just start to finish
yeah,
the best acting job.
Movie, yeah.
But Tully was like number two. They say this is a great, amazing movie. Well, at least you can admit it.
Yep.
So 9:15 today, movie review. But also David Field. The man who took the bleeps out of our secret show.
David!
Oh, right.
I think that's our audience can relate to that.
Well, the show's actually listenable now. I mean, anyway.
If you like swears, yes.
Right. Here's what's happening. Young Americans are the loneliest.
Oh, that's sad. Why?
I've got a bunch of stuff, including numbers, to back up the findings, but I guess Cigna did a study about that. Young people are far more likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. Overall national loneliness score was alarmingly high at 44 on a 20 to 80 scale. But they say social isolation among the ages 18 to 22 raises even more concern.
That's in, those are college years. That's how interesting. I wonder if a lot of people are just stuck in their rooms and really prefer their little virtual world or are so insulated by it that it's hard for them to make friends in the real world. And I mean, I worry about that with my kid all the time. He's in there laughing and cackling with all these virtual people that are out there in the world. But he doesn't have a huge social circle here at home. Like, you know, go out and play.
All my friends are in my room.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's
weird. It's like imaginary friends or something. I don't like it.
Yeah, I would have... I don't know what I would do, though. I don't know what
I don't want to take him away from his friends.
Well, what would my job as a parent be in that situation? Push him out into the front door? I mean, what's him sitting on the porch going to do?
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Now he's really cut off from his friends.
I think you're right, though. They call them Generation Z, and their loneliness score was higher than people 72 or older.
Wow. Terrible to hear.
It is terrible to hear. So, I just thought that was a quick... I mean, there's a bunch of numbers backing up the headline, but I think it's what you're saying, that kids are glued to their screens and they don't really find themselves. I mean, one of the stories we've talked about many times is kids are like, why would I leave? I have everything here I want.
Right. Yeah. Ground me. I grounded myself.
My room is perfect.
Right.
Set up for me with everything I want.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of tech, a Tampa teenager is thankful for her Apple Watch.
Why?
It saved her life.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I didn't know what was going on at all, and it was just out of the blue. A warning appeared notifying the 18-year-old that her resting heart rate hit 190 beats per minute. It was alarming that the watch was telling us to seek medical attention, says her mom.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even know it had the capability of giving us that kind of an alert.
Did she have a condition or the watch just said, holy crap, you're out of control?
Say that again?
Did she have some kind of heart condition? Was this?
I don't think they knew that this was something she was dealing with.
Holy
no.
Cow. 190
anyway.
Beats a minute.
They were able to confirm the rapid heartbeat at a walk-in clinic. They were surprised the Apple Watch was right. But they discovered that she has chronic kidney disease.
Holy crap.
And that her kidneys are only operating at 20%.
Whoa.
And she's going to likely require a future transplant.
Oh, boy.
Instantly, I started to pray and thank God for her having that watch.
Amen.
It was a high-tech Christmas gift that came to the rescue, uncovering a serious health problem that would have otherwise gone unnoticed. I can't believe she didn't start to hyperventilate.
Right. With Wouldn't a heartbeat you feel like that? I mean,
yeah.
That's just, God, that's.
Unless you know, maybe you're a kid and you're used to Hammer and Red Bulls and you're like,
boy,
I feel
one
normal.
Too many.
You know?
Mm.
So.
Boy, that's awful.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. As you know.
Men who are castrated live longer than men who keep their testes.
Oh, well,
by an average of 14 years.
There's something to think about, man.
All right. I'm going to stay intact and go out early.
You don't want to be a gelding?
I'm going out whole and early. Thanks, though. Flight attendants in Brazil are required to train in rainforest survival techniques just in case one of the flights crashes in the Amazon.
Oh, wow. Ah, well,
not a bad idea.
Sure, might as well know what not to touch and what you can eat, and guess that would be fine.
People were asked a question about their dream job. A new survey asked people if they'd be willing to take their dream job if they knew they were getting paid less than someone else who was doing the same job.
Oh, and?
And just to add that, let me see here. Oh, and that person is the opposite sex.
Oh.
I don't know what the sex necessarily is going
to. Well, if you were a woman, you'd have to take less money than the dude doing the same job, and vice versa. I mean, that's
65% of men and 55% of women say they'd still take the job.
Well, if it was your dream job,
I think that most people, I think more than even said, would take the job initially because it's your dream job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that after that first year, you'd go, "This is bunk." I want my money.
Yeah, I can't afford
Now that I've
anything.
Got the gig and I'm good at it, I want the stuff that I'm owed.
Right.
And that's like pretty normal. Sure, I'll do it for less for a minute, show you that I'm good enough and worthy of it, mm-hmm. and then...
Live in the dream.
Give and me now, my money.
You bitch
better have my money.
I was watching... I told you I was watching that story on Netflix about... It's called Hired Guns, and it's about musicians mm-hmm. who are really good, and they're on all these records because they're brought in to be studio sort of...
Hired guns,
right. So one of the guys is talking about how he's gotten to a point in his life now where he doesn't want to necessarily take $300 to be on a bad song. And he was saying, and I really like the way he put it, he goes... Yeah, I could be on any song and I could do it in 2 minutes without thinking about it. But my heart and my head and thousands of hours have gone into what has made me capable of doing that. And that's not worth your $300.
Mm-hmm.
I need to love what I'm doing now. And the way he worded it, I was just like, that's it. Yeah.
You need to love
it. It's
what
not
you're
about
doing.
The couple minutes that it takes him to rip out a solo. It's that. All of the hours and the time spent in his room when he was a kid, not getting laid.
It's got to be worth more.
He's got to love it.
Right.
Did you go to your new class this week?
I did.
How was it?
It was pretty good. We're still new.
Yeah.
We'll see how it develops.
This guy could be a keeper.
He could be. It's very
and
close.
And you said he's right near your house.
Right near the house.
Oh, that works. So that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you talk his ear off or what?
What are you talking about?
You know how
Did
you are.
I talk his ear off? Mm-hmm. We talked a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, the getting to know you phase.
What percentage of the lesson would you say
don't,
we spent talking?
Don't try and put it on me that I'm the one.
Okay. Did he back up at all?
Yeah.
No.
Did you notice any social
was
cues?
Was he all, dude, I'm right in front of you.
Because I like people and like to talk to people and find out about them does not make me a bad person or a bad student.
No one's saying anything about
that. We're
not
even saying that.
We're just wondering what percentage of the actual guitar lesson
this
was
time was probably half,
guitar.
But that's because we had to talk about where I've been and who I dated before him. And it's a dating history.
It wasn't what you know about the guitar. It was more just, you know.
No.
Here's what I've been up to, man.
Yeah.
That's what I need you to know.
Yeah, well.
Here's my goals.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, shut up about LG.
Shut up.
We don't need anyone else trying to move here. Don't worry.
No one can
afford it. No one can.
This guy basically has to go to jail over trying to get a house in Los Gatos.
Yeah, and he's a Netflix exec.
Well, he was.
Right. Kick myself every freaking day. I should have bought a house I almost got right near downtown Los Gatos back in the early 90s. Now I live in Florida. It's not California. But a normal person can freaking buy a house and live here. Still listening to you, though. XOXO.
Yeah.
That's from 408.
Florida.
Get the bell ready. Hooman's talking about his friends.
Whoa.
Shame.
I don't think Vinny should be allowed to visit Los Gatos if he can't pronounce it. I just said it perfectly.
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos is nice if you're white.
Oh. Is it not nice if you're not white?
I don't know.
I don't know. I never had a bad experience. That doesn't mean anything. I don't know. Well, you guys look at me. Like, oh, because I'm not white? Sorry.
I wasn't looking at you.
I didn't look anywhere. That is the second IT executive at Netflix that's run into those kind of legal activities. I don't know about that. That's just a texter, everyone. 415 said that.
White collar crime. It's real and it hurts.
916 says Logic's wife broke up with him. That's not the story we saw.
Not the story we saw at all. He basically told her, okay, honey, I'm famous now.
But he sat her down and gave her the talk.
Yeah. And she was blindsided and cried.
Time for me to date a lot of people, so yep. We need to break up.
And I'm going to go get a ball and pad.
Ray's sauces have been having a heyday right now because it's super low carb. And with the recent popularity of the keto diet, the sauce is selling like crazy.
So what do? You just put it on meat or something? Because the
carbs are in the pasta,
yeah.
Which I'm never going to be able to quit. I just can't.
Pasta, I can't quit you either. Didn't you read me some story where the carbs in pasta are great?
Good carbs.
Good carbs.
I was trying to
sell
that to myself,
too. Don't
worry,
everybody. Just eat some
pasta. I can't. I at least once a week, I eat macaroni.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have it. We make spaghetti all the time.
Once a week, though?
Yeah. Some kind of pasta. It's so easy. Open up a jar of sauce.
You don't eat macaroni once a week?
I don't, no.
You talking like macaroni and cheese?
Any macaroni. Oh. Pasta, yeah.
Oh, that's the blanket name for
it. Yeah, I'll put pesto on it usually. Because I can scoop that out and I don't even have to heat it up. But I use that Ray's stuff too. Anyway, I got a break. I'll be back after the movie reviews coming up and a few more texts.
What happened?
I didn't know what was going on at all, and it was just out of the blue. A warning appeared notifying the 18-year-old that a resting heart rate hit 190 beats per minute. It was alarming that the watch was telling us to seek medical attention, says her mom.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even know it had the capability of giving us that kind of an alert.
Did she have a condition, or the watch just said, holy crap, you're out of control?
Say that again?
Did she have some kind of heart condition? Was this?
I don't think they knew that this was something she was dealing with.
Holy
no.
Cow. 190 anyway, beats a minute.
They were able to confirm the rapid heartbeat at a walk-in clinic. They were surprised the Apple Watch was right, but they discovered that she has chronic kidney disease.
Holy crap.
And that her kidneys are only operating at 20%.
Whoa.
And she's going to likely require a future transplant.
Oh, boy.
Instantly, I started to pray and thank God for her having that watch.
Amen.
It was a high-tech Christmas gift that came to the rescue, uncovering a serious health problem that would have otherwise gone unnoticed. I can't believe she didn't start to hyperventilate.
Right.
With
Wouldn't
a heartbeat
you feel
like that?
I mean,
yeah.
That's...
Unless maybe you're a kid and you're used to Hammer and Red Bulls and you're like,
boy,
I feel
one
normal.
Too many.
You know?
Mm.
So...
Boy, that's awful.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. As you know.
Men who are castrated live longer than men who keep their testes.
Oh, well,
by an average of 14 years.
There's something to think about, man.
I'm going to stay intact and go out early.
You don't want to be a gelding?
I'm going out whole and early. Thanks, though. Flight attendants in Brazil are required to train in rainforest survival techniques just in case one of the flights crashes in the Amazon.
Oh, wow. Well.
Not a bad idea.
Sure, might as well know what not to touch and what you can eat, and I guess that would be fine.
People were asked a question about their dream job. A new survey asked people if they'd be willing to take their dream job if they knew they were getting paid less than someone else who was doing the same job.
Oh, and?
And just to add... that, let me see here. Oh, and that person is the opposite sex.
Oh.
I don't know what the sex necessarily is going
to. Well, if you were a woman, you'd have to take less money than the dude doing the same job, and vice versa. I mean, that's
65% of men and 55% of women say they'd still take the job.
Well, if it was your dream job.
I think that most people, I think more than even said, would take the job initially because it's your dream job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that after that first year, you'd go, this is bunk. I want my money.
Yeah, I can't afford
Now that I've
anything.
Got the gig and I'm good at it, I want the stuff that I'm owed.
Right.
And that's like pretty normal. Sure, I'll do it for less for a minute, show you that I'm good enough and worthy of it, mm-hmm. and then...
Living the dream.
Give me my money.
You bitch.
Bitch better have my money.
I was watching, I told you I was watching that story on Netflix about, it's called Hired Guns, and it's about musicians mm-hmm. who are really good, and they're on all these records because they're brought in to be studio sort of...
Hired guns,
right. So one of the guys is talking about how... he's gotten to a point in his life now where he doesn't want to necessarily take $300 to be on a bad song. And he was saying, and I really like the way he put it, he goes, yeah, I could be on any song and I could do it in 2 minutes without thinking about it. But my heart and my head and thousands of hours have gone into what has made me capable of doing that. And that's not worth your $300.
Mm-hmm.
I need to love what I'm doing now. And the way he worded it, I was just like, that's it. Yeah.
You need to love
it. It's
what
not
you're
about
doing.
The couple minutes that it takes him to rip out a solo. It's that all of the hours and the time spent in his room when he was a kid not getting laid.
It's got to be worth more.
He's got to love it.
Right.
Did you go to your new class this week?
I did.
How was it?
It was pretty good. We're still new.
Yeah.
We'll see how it develops. But
this guy could be a keeper.
He could be. It's very
and
close
you said
to
he's yeah, right near your house.
Right near the house.
Oh, that works. So that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you talk his ear off or what?
What are you talking about?
You know how
Did
you are.
I talk his ear off? Mm-hmm. We talked a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, the getting to know you phase.
What percentage of the lesson would you say
don't,
was spent talking?
Don't try and put it on me that I'm the one.
Okay. Did he back up at all?
Yeah.
No.
Did you notice any social
was
cues?
He all, dude, I'm right in front of you.
Because I like people and like to talk to people and find out about them does not make me a bad person or a bad student.
No one's saying anything about that.
We're not even saying that.
We're just wondering what percentage of the actual guitar lesson.
This time was probably half, but that's because we had to talk about where I've been and who I dated before him. And it's a dating history.
It wasn't what
catch
you know
up.
About the guitar. It was more just, you know.
No.
Here's what I've been up to, man.
Yeah.
That's what I need you to know.
Yeah, well.
Here's my goals.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, shut up about LG.
Shut up.
We don't need anyone else trying to move here. Don't worry.
No one can
afford it. No one can.
This guy basically has to go to jail over trying to get a house in Los Gatos.
Yeah, and he's a Netflix exec.
Well, he was.
Right. Kick myself every freaking day. I should have bought a house I almost got right near downtown Los Gatos back in the early 90s. Now I live in Florida. It's not California. But a normal person can freaking buy a house and live here. Still listening to you, though. XOXO.
Yeah.
That's from 408.
Florida.
Get the bell ready. Hooman's talking about his friends.
Oh.
Shame.
I don't think Vinny should be allowed to visit Los Gatos if he can't pronounce it. I just said it perfectly.
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos is nice if you're white.
Oh. Is it not nice if you're not white?
I don't know.
I've never had a bad experience.
That doesn't mean anything. I don't know. Well, you guys look at me. because I'm not white? Sorry.
I wasn't looking at you.
I didn't look anywhere. That is the second IT executive at Netflix that's run into those kind of legal activities. I don't know about that. That's just a texter, everyone. 415 said that.
White collar crime. It's real and it hurts.
916 says Logic's wife broke up with him. That's not the story we saw.
Not the story we saw at all. He basically told her, okay, honey, I'm famous now.
He sat her down and gave her the talk.
Yeah. And she was blindsided and cried.
It's time for me to date a lot of people, so we need to break up.
And I'm going to go get a ball and pad.
Ray's sauces have been having a heyday right now because it's super low carb. And with the recent popularity of the keto diet, the sauce is selling like crazy.
So what do? You just put it on meat or something? Because the problem with the
carbs are in the pasta.
Yeah.
Which I'm never going to be able to quit. I just can't.
Pasta, I can't quit you either. Didn't you read me some story where the carbs in pasta are great?
Good carbs.
Good carbs.
Yeah, I was trying to sell that
everybody,
to myself,
just
too.
Just eat some pasta.
I can't. I at least once a week, I eat macaroni.
Oh, yeah. Got to have it. We make spaghetti all the time.
Once a week, though?
Yeah. Some kind of pasta. It's so easy. Open up a jar of sauce.
You don't eat macaroni once a week?
I don't, know.
You talking like macaroni and cheese?
And no, any macaroni. Oh. Pasta, yeah.
Oh, you just, that's the blanket name for it.
Yeah, I'll put pesto on it usually. Because I can scoop that out and I don't even have to heat it up. But I use that Ray's stuff too. Anyway, I got a break. I'll be back after the movie reviews coming up and a few more texts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.